98.1 KZE. It is MK in the studio with you, and with me is Heather Thompson, our friend from the Buttonball Barn and Buttonball Inn. Heather, great to see you.
Hey, it's so great to be here.
Beautiful
day out.
It is lovely.
Yeah,
I know you're a skier too, so are you also like low-key a little sad?
I'm low-key a little sad because it was such a great snow season, but it was also cold.
It was.
And it did for, you know, hardcores like us, but I did, you know, hear family sometimes saying, it's just too cold to ski.
You know, that's baby talk is what that is.
That's my girl. But speaking of it, you know, spring is right here. It's around the corner, and it's such a, I think it's a really fun time in the Berkshires, especially like around Woodstock, Buttonball, the whole Hudson Valley.
Things are waking up, coming back.
They're
to life
waking up
bit.
But they're still private enough where before the onslaught of the summer really kicks in, there's a lot of exciting things to do as locals to get outside and start to kick up our own heels.
For sure. You were just telling me about some plans you have for kind of using the outdoor space at Buttonball Barn a little bit more this season, which I think is an amazing idea. I love an outdoor hang. I love an outdoor show.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a beautiful property and we really want to utilize it. And this summer would be the first one. We've got the lawns ready and we're starting to get things ready. So yeah, talking about outdoor music concerts, you and I were just talking about silent discos outside. Certainly, it's the time to bring the outdoors to life, and that's where people want to be.
Yeah, I mean, it's the Berkshires. It's one of the most beautiful areas in the country.
It's true. Inside the barn at night, you know, the doors open in the daytime, and then of course you have the inn right there. So the whole property, you can eat at the inn, you can stay at the inn, you can go steps away right back in the barn for live music and be outside.
It's a self-contained complex.
It's really a wonderland of magic.
It's also really conveniently located. I've driven by a couple of times this season to get up to Butternut, and I mean, it's like right there on the main drag.
It is right there on the main drag. We're right on Route 23. We're nestled beautifully between, for us as skiers, Catamount ski area and Butternut ski area. The Berkshires has a ton to offer. We have our own restaurant. We have 12 rooms in the inn. We sleep 28. So it's not huge, but it's big enough that you can have friends come for a whole weekend of music and
Absolutely.
Take over the place.
That's, you know what? So I imagine that wedding season, you're very busy with music events. So I imagine you're not focused too hard on like weddings and booking out for weddings. But that sounds like, I mean, for a smaller wedding, that would be an incredible idea.
It is. It's an incredible venue for it because, like you said, it's self-contained. So because we are a community venue and we are a live music venue, we can't be closed every weekend for weddings. But we do have weddings coming to Buttonball.
Nice.
And we have a lot of really fun. We have some birthday parties and rehearsal dinners, and people are really starting to look at the property as a whole.
Yeah.
And many times they'll rent it out privately and, you know, book their own bands, but sometimes also they're building events and curating them around what's already happening at the barn.
That's great, because it is an amazing lineup of events that you have. I was looking at the website. I mean, you have stuff booked out through like December already, which is wild to me.
Yes. Our programming is really important to us. It's really the heart of it all is really the music and the arts. And the inn is there and the Berkshires is beautiful, but it's not like, you know, it needs tourism. What we really need is culture and community.
Absolutely.
And so to your point, we have local artists, we have regional artists, we have national artists, and we have international artists that are coming through the barn. So the programming is like, we're serious about it, and we are serious about it through the, we just booked the BTUs as a local band. You know, they're definitely going to be at the barn every month this summer. They're going to be around. But then you have our singer-songwriter series just coming in from the April month that's right here on upon us. Four of the singer songwriters out of five are out of Nashville.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so cool. And I was talking to one of your folks, one of the partners last week about some of the programming. And one thing that came up was Sea Shanty Night.
Yes.
Have you attended a Sea Shanty Night?
Oh, indeed.
Tell us about it. What's
Well,
it
there's
like?
One actually coming up this Wednesday. There's one at the barn. Sea Shanty is an incredible family night at the barn that you wouldn't have maybe imagined. But it's what it sounds like. Alex and his partner sing old sea shanty songs, like, oi, you know, and they have stories, and the audience all knows the words and they all participate. And many times there's this one mom who comes with her two kids, and I love them, and the three of them all know the words. There's another guy that comes with his son. I mean, there's people that come and the kids, so it's family friendly, and the barn is that.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to be over 21 to drink, but it's a place to come and have a bite to eat. We have our pub menu being served in the barn.
Yeah. That's so awesome.
Yeah.
It really is.
Ho, ho, ho.
I mean, and it's away the kind we of go. Thing, like, you don't probably have to come in knowing all the words because those are the kind of songs you that are intended them. To be sung along with. And it's probably the chorus is the same. And
I know
them
now.
Joins in.
Because I've gone, so I can sing along. And it's just, it's a very feel-good night. When you open the doors to the barn on a sea shanty, you're like, what is going on? And and that's the truth. Same with our open mics.
Yeah.
You know, we have a fantastic open mic at the barn. Also, our karaoke. It's back and it's on. And people are, you know, serious about it.
Are
and
you a karaoke singer?
I have become a bit of one more. I used to do it just for fun if people were doing it. But now I actually, in my car, I won't say I'm practicing a lot, but I'm practicing my karaoke song.
I do the same thing.
Because I have to be serious about it. Like, I realize I need to step my game up here.
I do the same thing. I practice karaoke in the car so that you're ready.
You got to be a little ready.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, some of them, like Ken DeLorita, who helps me host it sometimes, and Maurice Peterson, like I have these guys that are local that come in and help. And there's others, but they can really sing.
Yeah, yeah.
And their karaoke music is like, could be a show.
Karaoke is like, it's an art to pick the correct song. Because
right.
you want to song that is in a good range for you, obviously, but you also want a crowd pleaser, but ideally not something too obvious. And there's a certain finesse to like figuring out like what's going to go over really well as a karaoke song.
The art of karaoke, it's a real deal.
Yeah.
And you know, so we're on the tour bus of the karaoke connoisseurs, so come and see us at the barn because we're doing it right over there.
Every like truly, you've got, like you said, you've got artists of all different levels and all different regions. You've got karaoke, open mic night, singer-songwriter series.
A few more. Line dancing.
You've got line dancing?
We have line dancing at the barn.
Oh,
and that
gosh.
Has been a hoot. I mean, we're really starting that. And the next one is coming up next month. And then we also have burlesque at the barn.
Amazing.
So we've done a burlesque show. We had an actor's troupe come in and do an amazing, she actually wants to come back and do a Shakespeare piece. The barn is that. You know, we're music first. That's what we are. But art is important, and there's so much talent. Our open mics, you'll get, poets and all kinds of people up there.
Yeah. I love, like, I can tell that, like, your philosophy towards booking at the barn and towards just the barn and the inn in general is just, like, this openness, and, you know, it's super inviting, and it sounds like you're just, you know, the type of team that just says, like, yes, let's try that. That sounds cool.
It's true. And, you know, Doug was my partner who's in here last week, and we've done things. Like, we did Rocky Horror Picture Show, and we've done things that were pop culture right, you know, of the moment right, but also like, hey, let's see what a movie night is like here. And we had a blast.
Yeah.
So it is important to do those things. And we are serious about the identity of the property. Mm-hmm. And we are serious about keeping it alive all the time, to your point. It's a property that should be buzzing all the time. So traditionally the barn is open, you know, 6 o'clock at night, the doors roll open, you know, live music, it's on. And then all day it's closed. Mm-hmm. And that's something we're going to be changing.
Okay.
We want to open the doors to the barn for all kinds of events and things that don't have to happen at six that can go on before the 6 o'clock show.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So, and then of course you have dinner at the end, and there's lots of packages that you'll see coming up. If you go to buttonball.com, you can go to the barn or the inn right off of the website, and you can see all of the acts that we have coming up, you know, really easy and clear. But there's packages, there's like some date night packages. Some of the singer-songwriters that we have coming up, you know, are perfect for that. We have Morgan Miles coming up, you know, he's from The Voice.
Okay.
You know, so those are fun where you're like, hey, let's get, maybe you and your girl or your best friend watched him, and he's like, oh my God, he's coming. Like, you can stay and play packages where you can get tickets to the show, stay at the inn, get dinner reservations, and have it all done for you right there on the property.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I also want to shout out, I think you've got Kevin Daniel coming up soon.
Yes.
Who I love. Do you know Kevin?
Yes.
Oh, he's so great.
He's a great one. I mean, Kevin's coming up. We have Chris Pierce coming up. That's another great date night package. Kevin Daniel, modern country rock. Like, mm-hmm. he is a fun.
I mean, just the most vivacious character.
Yeah, stage presence.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, obviously, he's got this incredible voice and, you know, he's incredibly talented. I love his songs, but it's more just about the experience of, like, seeing him perform. He is so much fun.
We have a couple other acts like that coming up, like, really, really fun nights. Like, on April 25th, we have Retro Floyd, and they're really a phenomenal act to watch. And Neon Avenue, they're like, we have some tribute bands. Neon Avenue is a Grateful Dead tribute band, and they do amazing stage acts. And then we have a new group coming to the barn called Juice, and they're out of New York City, again a regional act, but they're super high energy, so they're super fun to watch, and it's a fun night. We move the tables around depending on the artist at the barn, so if it's a dance night, you better be prepared not to sit.
Yeah.
You know, and if it's a singer songwriter, get in there, get early, get your table, get your spot, and belly up.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of artists that you know, you want to get in there for, and singer songwriter type artists that you really want to kind of experience in that kind of intimate venue, the Neilts coming up this Saturday, co-presented by KZE. We're delighted to be helping put on the show, and we love the Neilts, obviously, that we've been playing them a long time. Do you have a history listening to them?
I only started really listening to the Neilts when my partner Doug turned them on me onto them.
Yeah,
and so now I've been listening to them a lot, and I have to say my repertoire of music has gotten so robust since we've had Button Ball, and I'm so grateful to it, because one of the reasons my husband and our partner Doug and why we're involved in it is the three of us love music, and as friends, that's what we did together. We hung out and listened to music. So, and they, I have to say, they were, Doug was the leader of the pack. He was always the one getting the tickets and finding the act. So he's always been a source of reference of music for me. So I continue to enjoy that with him. But now, like, they're right in my backyard.
That's so awesome. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of nice that, like, I imagine there is a lot of opportunity for you to be like, ooh, I've really been, like, loving this band or this album lately. Let's see if we can get them through.
Well, it happens. And that's really cool when we listen to someone we like, or we've just been thinking about it and their agent calls or they send us a demo. And that's the exciting part of it. So there's definitely room for everybody. I mean, the barn is always open Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. It's just some select Sundays in the summer. It is almost every Sunday. But it's always there. And we're always programming live music out of it all of those days. So there's plenty of you musicians. There's time for you to come and be with us at the barn. And there's plenty to listen to as people who love to be there with us in the barn.
Yeah. You know, it's nice. I first started talking to you about the barn not long after you guys took over. And it's awesome to see you, you know, maybe a year or so later, still so psyched on it, so enthusiastic about it. Has it been a fun ride so far?
Oh my goodness. It has been a roller coaster of joy and exhaustion and, you know, problems that come up on the property, like, you know, losing power in the middle of a show or something like that,
because stuff happens.
A brand new venue, but we've really worked through the kinks, and Memorial Day marks a year that we opened the barn, and as Button Ball, we have some experience under belt. So all those kinks have been worked out. You know, all the money's been spent on the electrical system and, you know, new heat and hot water. And so those things can be trialing when you're putting them in, but we're there and we made it to the next level.
Yeah.
And so the game is on.
You know, it's so clearly a labor of love, and, you know, it's this amazing, like, friend group behind it. And I mean, the energy is infectious.
Well, I'm so glad you feel that way, because that's really what we want there. It's really, you know, the design is in the details, and it's really about making the right programming that works, that's catering to a wide audience of people that are there, introducing new ideas, like you mentioned, taking risk, trying new things, and really leaning into the arts and really leaning into workshops at the property where you can come and learn to play the harmonica, you know, learn, do a singer-songwriter workshop. Geez, I'm a musician, but boy, the singer-songwriter, I just can't write songs. Why is it? There's people that are really good at it that we can bring in to help with those things. You know, like Paper Wings, like, I'm excited about them. That's a Sunday show that we have coming up. And I'm excited that we have a Police tribute band, I have to say.
Oh, awesome.
Because I'm a big Sting fan.
Okay,
so.
I grew up, my mom is also a big Sting girl, so that's a big part of my childhood.
Yeah, and I got to meet him personally family. Oh, and yeah. He's a very kind and incredible human. On a few occasions, it wasn't just once, because we have a mutual friend in common. And through a lot of charity work, I got to know Sting and Trudy. So I'm happy to have a tribute to.
Can you invite them?
Be like, yes,
hey, there's a good, there's a, there's a police tribute. Just show up in the back with your sunglasses.
And you know the Berkshires. You never know who's creeping in the corner.
You
there's
never
always
do.
Somebody. Yeah, there's Absolutely. Always somebody. Elizabeth Perkins is a famous actress, and she's, or actor, I guess I should say, is a political way to say it now. She's always there, and she's very alive in the community. And that's just one, you know, that I can mention who's, yeah. you know, always there and supporting.
You never know who you're going to see.
Yeah, you never know who you're going to see, and you never know who you're going to hear, but you just got to keep your eyes on the schedule.
That's right.
You know, it's really fun. You can come for the night, you can stay for the weekend, you can make a whole group party out of it. I mean, there's the townhouse and the inn sleeps 10. So that's really fun. We can say to your, you know, friends for a weekend,
yeah.
you know, your girls, your guys, couples, whatever, like, let's go.
I love that
for
idea.
For a quick weekend. And then you park the car and you don't have to go.
Yeah.
You got breakfast, you got lunch, you got dinner right there. You know,
entertainment.
You have everything is right there in walking distance. Like you said, we're right on 23 and you have built in entertainment in the night and your cozy bed just steps away.
That sounds fantastic. I'm sold. I'll be there.
You're coming. So you're going to, anyway, you guys got to join us out there. For the Neals, because MK and I are finally going to get together. We didn't get together on skis this year, but maybe I'll get you over to Copaic Lake water skiing.
You know what? Okay, I'm curious. I did try water skiing for the first time last season. I couldn't get up. I couldn't make it happen on the first day that I tried.
Yep.
And I was like, my
Which
friends
is
were
fair.
Like, they're like, you're a trooper. Like, you're like, I tried so many times. Like, I was not deterred.
You did a lot of face plants in the water.
A lot of face plants, a lot of falling over. Like, I fell every which way on those skis. But I'm determined to try it again. And maybe you can give me some pointers and finally get me up there.
Well, I can, and I will definitely get you up. And it's natural that you didn't get up right away. And it's hard. And as a skier and a true skier, it's a completely different sensation because your back.
Yeah.
You carve from the back of the tail. Versus how we carve, you know, that front of the shovel.
For sure.
So,
and just the feeling of like you're in water and then you're pulled and you have to like find the balance.
Do all
like,
the things.
It's quite different. Everyone's like, you're a skier, you'll be fine. I'm like, this is a little different from skiing
and
on
you put,
snow.
You know, you could put one foot in front of the other and be on one ski, which is very different than snow. But once you get up there, the whole sensation of a little bit of upper lower body separation and being able to kind of dance on the ski, you know, that you can't do that on two boards on a water ski, but you can on one.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
and you, the carving, you'll start to understand those
Scratches
similarities.
A little bit of an itch.
The idea of the ski is really the sameness, and that's it.
All right.
Because
you got me interested.
You're coming. You're coming. One of these days, we're going to get on some skis together.
Heather Thompson, Buttonball Barn. What else do we need to know? Anything?
I was going to say, but first, it's the Neals. So
this
weekend, we've got a great lineup. April is full of singer-songwriters. May is fun. We open up our hours even more for after Mother's Day. Memorial Day is kicking off. There's so much to see and look at. Don't miss it. Buttonballbarn.com. It's all right there.
Let's listen to a Neals song. We got one of my favorites of theirs, Jeremy Newborn Street on 98.1 KZE, buttonballbarn.com. Grab your tickets before they're all gone, because they are probably close. Are they all gone?
Yeah, they're not gone yet, but grab them up quick. The whole weekend's moving fast, so get on them. Holla.